Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everyone, to No Bad Days. We're off to a hot start. Marty just got bit by a huge bug.
Yeah. Didn't get bit, but we just had...
Maybe you should try and climb the wall.
We just had quite the dilemma.
It was like a... It looked like a flying cockroach.
Yeah.
But with bigger legs.
It was just crawling on my leg.
It was like hissing, too.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It was talking.
So I'm still a little bit shooken up right now, but...
I heard it say, fuck you, after it bit you.
Yeah,
so,
I heard it say,
hey,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, on that note, I'm out of here.
It looked at tavern and said, you're next.
Yeah, that was all. We had the door open to let some fresh air in here. And
we're never doing that again.
we let something else in.
Yeah. This guy had a hat and a suitcase and everything. He's ready to move in.
But anyways, yeah, he was just chilling on the couch.
I guess.
How big was that? It must have been long.
Like the size of our thumb. That's pretty big.
The body's probably the size of
like it was a thumb? Massive.
Like a thumb. Like that's pretty big for a bug.
Yeah, it was massive.
Yeah, I'd say a thumb.
Just crawling on up my leg.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So I'm gonna be monitoring my lower leg and make sure no redness.
We're gonna have to hire security.
And not to freak you out, I know we already told you this, but there was a huge cockroach in your bathroom when we first moved in.
That was also because we left the door open for a long time, though.
Yeah.
Because these apartments are super clean. And
the bugs just want to come in.
You can't leave the door open.
Yeah.
Our bad.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help that we back onto like a forest. So.
No, yeah. That's definitely not position A.
No. I'm going to try and look up some. See if I can figure out what kind of bug that was.
I'm going to try and classify it.
I don't know. These bugs in Alabama, I don't know what they're eating.
They're eating, though.
They're eating. That thing looks like it eats squirrels for a living. It's disgusting.
There's a
30 pests you need to avoid in Alabama. Oh, boy. Don't click that one. You're also not sleeping.
No, that's almost as bad as WebMD. That's brutal. Aren't you a camper?
Yeah,
like you like the outdoors.
That thing, whatever that was in freaking Ontario.
Yeah.
What was that?
No, he's like in the summer, like he's an outdoorsy guy.
Yeah, but that's just like mosquitoes and shit.
Yeah.
Ladybugs.
Yeah, I don't like ladybugs. I don't like bugs in general.
I'm not a big bug guy.
I can't even. I honestly like. I haven't been fishing in like probably 10 years, but I don't even like taking the fish off my hook. Like I just like it grosses me out.
Yeah, I know.
Like I'm not that type of person. Like
I'm not. I mean, I can do it. I just don't like their little spikes.
Yeah, like I need a glove. Yeah, get me a
just
glove.
Just kidding. I can do it. I'm a man. I can do it without a glove, but I don't want to.
No.
And I don't really fish that often, so it's not really that big of an issue.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't been in 10 years, so it's not like a huge issue that
American
I have in my life.
Salmon fly. That kind of looks like it right there.
It's an American salmon fly. Is that one of the bugs you should avoid?
I don't think that was it.
It looks pretty similar.
I don't know. More like a spider.
Shut up, man. Look, it's got...
Not a spider. It doesn't have 8 legs.
Oh, it's got 10.
I mean, I bet you if we posted this on our story, someone could classify it.
We're tossing it up on the story after we record.
You really want to know, though, that bad?
Or after it? Not we record, because then we would spoil it.
Poisonous.
Well, do you feel fine?
I'm feeling a little woozy right now.
Oh, my God.
I think.
There's
a bug here called an assassin bug.
What does that do?
I don't even know.
That looks like that's it.
The assassin bug?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, dude. I swear to God.
That is not.
Look at the picture. It's got the stripes on the side and everything.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
go outside and look at it on the...
No, I smushed it. I killed it.
See?
No, there's no stripes on it.
See? On the side?
Taver trapped it. and I went out there and I stomped it.
What a chaotic opening to this episode.
You can't touch my boy and get out of here alive. That's just not a thing.
We had to take him outside and rough him up a bit.
Yeah, no, we bullied him.
Oh my god, I have the heebie-jeebies so bad right now.
Holy shit.
I'm not even kidding.
Dude, you need a gummy worm.
My mind is not in this right now.
Have a gummy worm.
No.
Okay.
Shout out Truly.
Yeah.
They don't have those in Canada, do they?
They must. They have to.
Is Truly a brand in Canada?
No, that's just like Menards, I think. I
don't Maynards?
Know. Yeah.
Maynards?
Menards?
Menards. The hardware store.
Okay, everyone, take a deep breath. We survived.
It's all good. I don't think it bit, but you're good.
I don't think it bit me, but I just want to know what the hell.
If it was an assassin bug.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
It's probably going to be called like.
What does the assassin bug do?
I don't want to know.
It's probably called like the hug bug or something.
The love bug. Snuggle bug.
Yeah.
I'll just look up the 30 pests you need to avoid.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be like rattlesnakes, coyotes, beavers,
Japanese beetle, possum.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like a possum could fucking
raccoons
bite you.
Lice. Lice is one of them.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you should avoid lice. Remember in elementary school, did you guys ever have those lice checks?
Yeah.
Those were hilarious.
Pretty frequently, actually.
Yeah, I feel like lice was like.
A lot of kids used to have lice back in the day.
I got brown widow spiders here.
Just dirty. Dirty hair.
Feral hog.
Hog?
Yeah, feral hogs are like these 6 foot long pigs that just run around wild and like kill shit.
In the forest?
Like everywhere.
And they could like mess up a human?
They're like a huge problem in Texas. They're invasive, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And they're a huge problem in Texas. Like they're so overrun. So people like, there's like videos of people in Texas that like go on helicopters and like shoot them.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're that big?
They're huge, yeah.
What the hell?
They're like I don't even know what a good size. Like, I mean, they can be small, but the big ones are like 400.
Yeah, see, this is why, like, I'm not an outdoorsy guy. I don't like that crap. I don't want to deal with it. Someone else can. I'm not doing that. It's okay.
That's why you said this week that your dream is to move back to Toronto and just start a family. Because it's in the concrete jungle.
I need to be in a concrete, maybe not like in Toronto, like that, like living in a big city is a little too much, I would feel.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Out of
you had this argument with me and Marty this week. We said if you could pick one place to live.
Yeah, I would want to move back home and get settled.
Those were definitely wings, right?
Yeah, those are wings.
We're still
on.
I'm going to be looking at the picture all night till I find out what this bug is.
He's going to tape it on his
mole. Take its DNA and send it to the lab.
Yeah. Okay, that's definitely going on the Insta story tomorrow.
Yeah, someone's going to have to classify
that. Someone's going to have to identify that. Someone from Alabama, one of our followers.
Flying bugs in Alabama is what I typed.
I don't know if it didn't fly anywhere when we picked it up.
You think? I don't know.
That was the fastest I've seen you get up off the couch ever, though.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I almost threw up. I was gagging in my mouth.
Well, yeah.
You brushed shit onto me, dick.
I didn't realize what I was. I looked at it and I thought it was a dust ball from being by the dryer.
Yeah.
I thought it was
a dust ball. It did look like a big dust ball with arms and legs.
And brown. And skinny. And
horrifying. Do bugs have like hearts and stuff? I guess I should know that.
Yeah, you're a biologist.
I don't know if they do or not.
You're a biology guy, right?
I should be able to classify that. But...
Or did you study like more like leaves or something? As I'm picking up a piece of lettuce off the table in our living room.
No, that one's, yeah, that's fermenting.
We're making wine.
Anyways, Johnny, we like what we were saying.
Yes.
Anywhere in the world, and you picked Hamilton, Ontario.
Well, that area, yeah. Like where am I supposed to move to? Where would you...
No, I was just saying, like, where would you like to live if you could pick a spot? Like, a lot of people would say on the beach, you know.
No, I want to be close to my family.
I think I found it, boys.
It's fine. But then we said no money can, like, stop you from doing it. You can live anywhere. Okay. Boys, and then you still said Hamilton.
Guys, I found it.
Yeah, I'd have the sickest house in the Hammer.
It's a seed bug.
A seed bug?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They look like seeds. That is it. Yeah.
They hang out in pine cones, which is
outside. Oh, right outside. Yeah.
And then what else do?
They eat kids.
They have a deathly bite.
Harmful.
Are they harmful?
They don't pose health risks to humans or pets. And they are not known to spread disease or cause allergies.
Finally, we can exhale a little bit.
Couple clicks for the pinecone bug.
Shout out,
pinecone bug, RIP.
I feel bad we killed him now.
I don't. Don't touch my boy. True. Don't come in our house.
Literally, that's literally the definition of fuck around and find out.
And we,
yeah, he was fucking around pretty good, and he found out pretty fast.
That guy felt the bottom of a shoe pretty quick.
Yeah, no, those balances have deep souls.
After he had to inhale whatever was in your Applebee's container,
nothing was left in there. Shout out to the bees.
The bees.
Oh my god, we got to talk about that today.
Oh yeah, the beehive. Beehive story. When we say beehive, we're talking about Applebee's, and we had.
Probably the most insane experience at a restaurant I've ever seen in my entire life.
More so on your end. For me and Marty, it was pretty funny, even though we also got insulted ourselves.
No, but like...
but like, how does it started even... from when we walked in, right? Because like...
I didn't say anything or do anything.
No, but like it wasn't busy and it was lunchtime. And we walked in there with our gift cards. And... we just looked like we inconvenienced people walking in, which is, hey, that's cool. Like if I was on the other end and I was chilling and I saw some people coming in, you know, I wouldn't be thrilled, but you got to put on your happy face, I guess, whatever. They were nice. I'm not saying they weren't, but whatever. We go to our table.
No, they weren't rude. That's the weird part.
No, they weren't rude, they but weren't it was rude. Or, it was
there was awkward. Nothing wrong with that. It was just
the way that
she just pulled a prank on us. It was literally.
It was more than just a prank.
Yeah, like it was when I got blue cheese.
Yeah,
yeah, but she was not,
like she, it was. She was joking around. Yeah, 100%.
I know, like we didn't know her,
but I didn't. But we didn't. We figured out later that she was joking around. And the time I was just kind of like thrown back because we got boneless wings. And she's like from a distance, not in front of us. She was like at the register behind us, punching in our order. She's like, "Do you guys want ranch or blue cheese?" And I go, "Blue cheese." She goes, she makes a face at me and goes, "Ew." I go, "I'm sorry," like apologizing to her. And she goes, "I don't like blue cheese."
That's gross.
And then I go, "Okay." And then she came back. And her taver had his back to her and he was wearing his toque and it's got a point at the top. So he didn't feel anything. And for about 30 seconds, I'm watching this girl.
This is the waitress, by the way.
Yeah. Our waitress gently place a napkin on top of his head and I'm dying of laughter.
I couldn't figure out. He's
just staring at me.
I thought we were laughing about the blue cheese thing still.
and then I start filming him.
And then. Yeah, then I have a napkin on my head while she's taking my order. It falls off my head. I think it was one of the boys, so I didn't say anything. And then later I found out it was her. And then we caught her trying to do it again while I was eating my meal.
Yeah, you were literally putting food in your mouth and she's behind you trying to put a napkin on your head again.
Oh, my God. That's why you go to Applebee's. You never know what you're going to see. There's always a show.
Yeah.
It's a neighborhood pub.
Dinner and a show. Club Applebee's.
Club Applebee.
Don't doubt the B. But yeah, that was our eventful day. And then we went to Costco. Fucking sick place.
Yeah, we did. We finally figured out the grocery hack when you're buying in bulk is to go to Costco.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go. I could see, as we're getting older now, I do see why people love it so much. It's almost exhilarating going there.
It's an adult playground.
It really is. I love it.
It's an adult toy store.
You can get a 9-foot nutcracker. For $800,
yeah,
which I feel like is a good bargain. I don't know, I'm not in the market for nutcrackers.
I'm not sure what the price per inch on a nutcracker is, but I'm assuming it's probably.
But $800 for 9 feet of nutcracker seems like a pretty good deal.
That does.
And then we got 50 eggs,
yeah,
for like $10.
Yeah, which is a good deal.
So nowadays. I'm like, yeah, sure. So
yeah, the egg shortage around,
and here. We got peaches.
Oh yeah, and canned peaches. So
down in Georgia.
So me and Marty are gonna have a
hit day. Are they from Georgia?
Probably not.
Okay.
They're just from a can.
Yeah.
But they're usually in a mason jar. We should keep those mason jars.
And do what with them? Trap bugs?
Yeah.
Trap pinecone bugs?
Whatever we want with them, bud.
Pinecone
and then huck them? No, just kidding. We're not going to do that. Anyways. Well, boys. What's up?
We had an eventful weekend.
This is a crazy start to the podcast. We're all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good weekend. Really good.
Yeah, so did I.
Danville. Yeah, and you didn't come because you're injured.
I didn't come. Again. I'm on the IR. I can't get Marty got hit by the pinecone bug. I got hit by the injury bug again.
You got bit.
And so I didn't go on the road this weekend. I stayed home and crushed Ted Lasso 2 seasons.
It's a good show.
Good show. A couple snaps for Ted. And I watched quite a few movies that I've already seen before.
Sounds like you had fun.
So yeah. The only time I left this couch was to go to Publix and get food.
We had about 20 hours on the bus and
yeah,
a 72-hour time span.
And probably, what would you say, 8 hours of sleep the whole weekend?
No, more than that, but not in a hotel.
The first night, Thursday to Friday, we got in at 6 a.m. and I probably slept for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Got to the hotel, probably slept another 5 from like 7 to noon. And then
played that night.
Slept, had a good sleep, like 7 hours. Bus ride home Saturday.
Didn't
slept for 2.5, if that.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
I did not go to bed.
Yeah, you pulled a couple guys pulled an all-nighter and the bus.
You can't go to sleep on the bus.
Well, there's the problem too much with going that on. Is my bed on the bus is right where everyone plays cards and stuff.
Oh, so you're on the couch that everyone's sitting on?
I'm always has to be the last one in bed.
Yeah.
I have to be.
Yeah.
Unless I could go to bed on someone else's bed.
But. Yeah, but you can never be that guy that says, hey, boys, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Let's fold this couch up.
Yeah, no.
Like, you can't. You just can't. That's a quick way to find yourself with $2.
But no, it was definitely fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Danville is a Danville.
Yeah, there's not. I didn't realize
till this time that there's literally a county jail across the cornfield from where we're staying.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It's like a state pen.
Yeah, I know.
Max security. No, I don't know if it's max security. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah. We drove by it. I'm like, what is? Because the way the bus is, like the windows on the sleeper bus, there's barely any windows. There's like 2 windows on it because everyone's beds are
on. And the blinds are usually folded.
Yeah, so I didn't know where we were. I just would get out and go into the hotel.
Yeah.
And then this time we took Ubers to the rink so that the bus driver could sleep.
Yeah.
And pull out and there's a state penitentiary right there. I'm like, what's that? Oh, that's the jail.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
100 meters from the hotel. a sprint, some would say.
Yeah. A stone's throw.
Oh, man. It was... Yeah.
And then Sunday, the boys came back. Finally had my boys back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone to talk
to. Yeah, we have Willie.
Yeah, we saw Will.
Yeah, Will came down.
Shout out to Will.
Yeah.
Shout out to Will.
Clicks for Will.
Will was in town watching the Alabama football game on Saturday, and he was heading out Sunday, so he caught a nice breakfast with him and his girlfriend, Sam.
That was good seeing.
He woke me and Taver up from our deep slumber.
Oh, Johnny, yeah. Johnny.
For breakfast.
I was mad at Johnny. But boys, are we going to sleep or are we going to go see Will?
I know. That's why we got up.
I debated it hard.
I know you did.
But
I know you did.
I did have to go see
Will. And I tried to wake you up as gently as I could.
Yeah, you did. You did a good job.
I was trying to be like
a soft. You scared the shit out of both of us, though.
I was trying to be like a soft alarm. You know?
We were just hitting our light sleep.
Yeah.
It was like 2.5 hours in.
I know. I punched you guys right in the REM cycle.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
And then we
got to go see our boy, right? And just, you know, play catch up.
Had
right?
to.
A little breakfast.
A little first watch.
Sure.
Yeah. And then.
Every time, out of the million things on the menu, traditional. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, I go to the farmhouse.
As do I.
Skillet.
Mm.
Sun-dried tomatoes. Nothing better than a good
breakfast skillet.
Sun-dried tomatoes.
Too
potatoes.
Heavy for me.
Just mixing up your plate. Everything.
Too heavy for you, man.
Just for breakfast? That's too heavy for me.
You eat 7 eggs.
Yeah.
And you don't even like you just eat a whole egg yolky down on one fork.
Yeah.
I think that's the most insane thing.
Yeah, but it's
you don't dip it in toast. You just eat an entire egg that is still sunny
side. You might as well just crack the shell and drink it.
How about it? This is fucking disgusting. I used to do that in high school.
Eat raw eggs?
I used to eat raw eggs in high school before school because I was so lazy and I would always wake up so late. I rarely made it for the national anthem. Like, that's how late I was to school
all the time. Paula didn't have a prime to ready for you?
No. That she was only your
breakfast.
That was only when I was older.
No, she made your lunches.
She made my lunches. Yeah, she still makes my lunches. But
she sends you lunches.
Some things never change. Mail.
Yeah, they never change. But, hey, I'm not complaining though. They're fucking fantastic lunches. I used to have like steak, green beans, rice, pasta for lunch. It was awesome. I'd be at the lunch table for like an hour, but in the morning, this was also when I was going through like a weird workout phase too. I would just crack two raw eggs in a glass and drink them and then go to school.
Yeah, that's good.
That's disgusting.
But pop a gum though, so you don't have raw egg breath going to school.
Brush your teeth and.
Well, you brush your teeth and then you eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You brush your teeth before bed?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You don't ever?
No.
Like I have before, but like not.
Oh, you have before.
I have before.
I mean, boys, I've done it. I just don't.
Yeah, it depends. Like it's if you're like, thing. Like if I'm like mucking a lot of candy,
well, then better
like
than Frizz.
Then like maybe. Yeah. No. Well, Frizz doesn't brush his teeth at all.
so gross.
I guess once a day is better than once a week, right?
Yeah.
You just eat raw eggs, which I don't do anymore. So,
well, that's good.
Never got sick though.
Good.
Hey, if Rocky can do it, anyone can do it.
Johnny can do it.
Sure.
Yeah. And if Johnny can do it, then all you listeners out there can do it too.
What's the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
Grossest thing?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Actually, I don't even know why I asked that.
I don't know. It's a hard like question. I feel like some people would like say this is gross, but I didn't think it was gross. I thought it was really good, like escargot.
Yeah, I agree. That's really good.
I really liked it. So escargot snails. So I don't know. I like them, but probably the raw eggs, like taste wise.
Yeah,
raw eggs taste like shit.
Did you chew them or just swallow them?
Swallow. If I chewed it, I would gag like while I drank it. It was gross, but I forced myself. I don't know. It was weird. What about you guys? What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
I don't know.
I've tried some weird stuff, but like,
yeah, you're a picky eater, so you're like,
yeah, I'll try anything twice. That's what I've said always.
Yeah, that's a pretty good motto.
But weirdest.
I've never eaten bugs or anything.
Alligator.
Yeah, I've had
Isn't like that weird though. Like it's not.
Yeah,
I've tried alligator.
Yeah, like yeah. It's not anything.
I've had alligator and frog in Florida.
Frog, I've had.
Yeah. Frog tastes like chicken.
It does. It's actually really good.
That's the same.
If it's done properly, it's good.
Yeah.
Duck, same thing. Like duck's not weird, but
duck's not weird.
I don't like duck personally.
I've had a duck pizza before.
That sounds horrible.
No, it was fucking delicious.
What about Rocky Mountain oysters? You've ever had those?
What is that?
It's just a big testicle, right?
I don't know.
Rocky Mountain oyster.
Why do they call it an oyster then?
Because it's like the consistency of an oyster.
Oh, it's got slime. It's got slime.
I think it's bull testicles.
And you've had one?
No, I've never had. I'm. Those are not something I'll try twice.
Just once.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know if I could eat a testicle.
I've eaten ants before. Chocolate covered ants for some reason.
Where'd you get those?
Forget why, but
you did it yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I went out to the local hill and picked a few got my Hershey's chocolate sauce and
I went to the local hill at the end of the driveway.
Yeah. No, we did it at school when I was young. We read a book or something that had like it in it.
Like, hey, in some cultures, they eat bugs.
Yeah, I know.
And they season them and cover them with shit. But
like people eat crickets.
Yeah. Like, hey, if I was in a country and that was the cuisine, I would try it for sure. But I wouldn't go out of my way to get it here and try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I don't think you really can around here.
No, so. I know. But I just think the sight lines on stuff like that would get me. Having to look at a bug and put it in your mouth and
it would have to be like a heavy disguise on it.
Yeah, I'd have to be wearing lots like a pig sloth outfit or
yeah, it's
maybe wearing a cow suit.
Yeah, wear a snout or something.
Oh my god.
Give it a hoof.
Anyways, I was informed by multiple different people that last week when we were trying to figure out this phrase of something of one and a master of none or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a jack of all trades. Is a master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one.
Fucking right.
So thank you, people.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Let me know.
Appreciate it.
Sorry, we're not human thesauruses.
No, for our listeners, if this is your first podcast, you should know that we don't know a lot of things, and sometimes we just need a little extra help.
Nothing wrong with extra help.
Knowing things.
Right? No.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it at all.
There's literally nothing wrong with
it. Can't do it alone.
A little extra help.
Can't do it alone.
Had to do it in school. A little extra help.
Yep.
From
the teachers, from
fellow students
who
fellow students in front of me.
I would tell them to move their elbow. I remember I got caught cheating in high school one time, but like thank God my teacher was such a beauty. But I kind of like took advantage of how cool he was. It was grade 11 law.
Did you do it again?
What?
You got caught once or twice?
Once. Oh, okay. But it was grade 11 law. And I knew he was like a very laid back teacher. And I had my phone on my desk like this, like literally in the corner of my desk with all the answers on it.
Yeah.
And I was literally during like the midterm, writing all the answers down while looking at my phone. And he came over to me and he's like, really? And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
At least I'm not trying to hide it.
Yeah. Like those five other guys over there.
You but yeah, your friends.
Yeah.
They're doing it too.
Check the kid wearing shorts. He's got them all taped. Some kids would like tape it to like their thighs.
I was so scared. I could never do that because I was too scared to get caught.
Nah.
Unlike you. Because you just, I'm sorry.
I got caught and I said I was fucking sorry.
And what happened?
Nothing.
He said, okay, continue.
I told you he was a chill teacher. I just put my phone away. It was our buddy's uncle.
One time. So. Yeah. Oh, it was this Zio?
Yeah, it was our buddy Zio. So we're good.
One time I was at VIU, Vancouver Island University. It was when I was playing juniors and it was exam week, and you know how in Canada you have to go into the gym to do the exams?
Yeah.
Like the biggest BS ever, right?
Yeah, there's like 500 kids.
Yeah, 500 to 1,000 kids in there.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there like chilling.
Whatever. Those are scary.
Those are intense.
Those are actually scary.
Those are intense because you have to have your ID on the edge of your table. They have to come make sure it's you writing it.
Oh, yeah. There's like 40 people walking around. Fucking.
And then you go to UWS and it's like, oh, hi, Troy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm just writing the test today. They have no idea if you're there or not.
No.
Well, one time, remember when I was late to my chemistry exam? Remember that?
Was that last year?
2 years ago. Junior. No, your freshman year.
Okay.
I woke up at a 9 a.m. exam. I woke up at 9:25.
Oh, my
sprinted
God.
Sprinted there. Got there at 9:45. Had 15 minutes to write it.
What did your teacher say?
I went up to him, I explained to him that I had slept in and I said, I'm so sorry. And he said, yeah, no problem. And he just handed me the test. He said, you have 15 minutes left. Oh, I can't do this during office hours. Anyways, I got a
I think I got like a 75% on it anyway. Pass for sure.
Perfect.
VIU, yeah. This girl, speaking of cheating, she wasn't cheating, but I remember looking back, and while I was writing my test, I was just looking back, and she was like looking up from her paper, looking around at everyone, and then all of a sudden she just closed her eyes and like fainted. And then everyone came to help her, and the paramedics came in and took her off in a gurney.
Yeah.
And I just remember on her way out, she was like this on a gurney, like kind of looking around. And I was like, she did not just faint to get out of this exam, did she? Because that's like full cell job.
Can you imagine? You know, like in the NFL when they give the thumbs up.
Yeah. On
the
way. Yeah.
Just giving the crowd the thumbs up.
Everyone's like, yeah, come on, cancel the exam.
Best cheating story I have was this.
Best?
Yeah, this is actually hilarious. So it was ancient civilization in grade 12.
Oh, I thought you said there was cheating in ancient civilizations.
I'm sure that's their business. But our ancient civ class, grade 12, it's been the same teacher since like forever. And she never changed her tests or exams. So literally like kids had tests from like 3 years prior from kids that they knew, and yeah. Same questions, same answers.
Right.
And 15 questions were on a Scantron. And then there was 3 long answer questions where you had to like write it out.
Yeah.
And the kick was, and I couldn't believe like this was a thing, is you have to bring in your own paper. So what I would do is, and I had all my buddy took the class the semester before, so I had all his tests, and so I would, and he had tests from the year before, so I would take his, write out the long answer questions,
yeah, on your paper,
on my paper, and then put them like on behind the other, like the blank papers that I brought in.
Yeah.
And then I would memorize the Scantron and like write it down very lightly on the paper as well, and then so during the tests I would first fill out the Scantron,
yeah,
and then like take my time, look around, make it seem like I'm thinking and stuff like that. And
sharpen your pencil up a bit.
And I would always leave one wrong. Always leave one wrong on the Scantron. Can't be perfect. Can't be perfect. And then for the writing part, I would go over like darker with my pencil what I already wrote, so it looked like I was writing.
Okay.
Genius. And so one time I walked in. And it was my first period class. And remember, I was saying like I was usually late.
Yeah.
And
well, we know that.
And
yeah, that's not surprising.
And I completely forgot that we had a test that day. So I didn't have anything written out and I didn't have any Scantron memorized. Right. So I walk in and she goes, oh, like Johnny, like you're a little late. That's okay. Like just come in. We have our test. And I look at her. I'm like, miss, like I can't write this test. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I can't write this. Like, I didn't know we had it. I completely forgot. Like, I didn't study. I'm so sorry. I'm just not going to write it today. She's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. And then I left. And then I was like, I'll just write it tomorrow.
You just told her that you're not writing.
And she was like stunned that I said this to her. And so I came back the next day. I write it in the library, but didn't make a difference because I had all my shit anyways. Get a 98 on it, hand it back. Next day she calls me to her desk and she's like, you know, I don't want to accuse you of this, but like I think you're cheating in my class. And I'm like, what makes you say that? She goes, well, you missed out on that test and then you get a very good mark like the day later. She goes, I just don't know what's going on. I'm like, miss, like, to be completely honest with you, like I'm pretty offended that you think this low of me, that I would do this.
He played that card?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to play the guilt card right on the table.
I'm actually and super then, offended, and I'll be speaking to your superior.
And then I go, you know, I did good on this test. That's because I studied last night. And if you look at all my other tests prior, I have pretty much the same mark.
One wrong,
and then
perfect on the long answer.
Yeah, and then she goes, oh, like, you know, like, I'm sorry, like, to accuse you of that. It's just, I thought, I'm like, you know what? It's okay.
Maybe she listens to this. She's going to be like, God damn it.
Oh, you can't change that now. That's all right. But yeah, that's my that's how I got a A+ in Ancient Civ.
Attaboy.
Can't tell you a thing about it though. That's all right.
Well, we just all we know is that there used to be civilizations in ancient times.
Yeah, and now they're gone. There was a pretty big library that burnt down in Greece. But other than that.
Is that last year?
No, that was whatever year before Christ. It was like a few thousand years ago. It was a famous library in Greece. That burnt down. I don't know what it's called.
Me either.
Because, like
I
said.
Is there any relevancy between it being before the year of Christ?
Yeah, that it was a long time ago. You asked if it was last year.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't fucking last year.
Wasn't there a big historic building that burnt down last year?
I'm sure there probably was somewhere.
It was in Italy.
Oh, in France? Notre Dame?
France or Notre Dame.
That was
Dame.
A church.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, that was a church.
My bad.
Yeah. That's okay.
Just a history buff, man. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, me too, apparently. According to my marks.
So, Johnny, you won King's Court last week.
Yeah.
As voted on by the fan, Zenos.
Thanks, fans. Couple snaps to the fans.
Couple fans, Zenos.
Okay.
So, Marty has to come up with something this week. And I have to go against you.
Should we go worst movies?
That would be so hard.
Just think of like shit movies that you see.
Like Lego. The Lego movie.
Those are kind of jokes though.
I
laughed at that.
I hated that.
How about, no, dude, there was one movie on Netflix I watched. It was called Hobo with a Shotgun. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie.
I don't think I would have ever picked that.
It's one of those movies that like should have just never been made. And it's got no name actors in it.
Sounds good.
It's like worse than a Hallmark movie.
Okay.
Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah. And
mom loves those.
Yeah. Those are pretty bad. There's always a girl that lives in a city.
Yeah.
Her current boyfriend is a dick who's in finance.
Yeah. And he's good looking.
And then she has to go back to either her hometown or gets assigned by her job to a small town.
And she meets a hardworking outdoorsy kind of guy.
She meets a blue collar boy.
And then she ends up leaving her current boyfriend for this blue collar boy.
Yeah. And then they live happily ever after. And then it's fucking Christmas time.
It sounds like a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's about 400 of them we could watch.
Yeah. Those Hallmark stores are hilarious too.
Oh, right? Man.
They're just the cheesiest stuff in there.
Yeah.
But hey.
But like.
Get in the spirit, you know?
Not gonna lie. Girls love Hallmark.
Yeah.
As a general census, they do.
Yeah.
Because everyone goes home around Christmas and they want to find their outdoorsy guy.
That's why they call it cuffing season.
It is cuffing season. Yeah. Hasn't caught you yet though.
Oh no, I'm hasn't.
Okay, Marty.
Hey, Marty.
You gotta pick what's thing for King's Court.
What is the category, Marty?
I got a good one. I think it'll be a good one.
All right.
Top 5 drinks at the bar.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
But we're gonna have similar answers.
You can't have any
draft.
No, I
thing.
Know, but we're gonna be thinking of the same. We drink the same shit.
Well, that's why you got to get a good
draft. Top 5.
Okay.
Like overall.
Can I go first?
You got to go first.
My core.
Yeah, your core.
Okay.
Your number one overall.
Number one overall drink, vodka soda with lime.
Okay. Lime juice or a lime wedge?
No, like wedge.
Okay.
Vodka soda lime.
Sure. I do like a nice lime juice sometimes though. Instead of the wedge.
I would do lime juice too over the wedge.
So is yours vodka soda lime juice?
No, that's not his now.
Mine, top at the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not pre-drink.
I'm going with the Gandhi rum and coke.
Yeah.
Like Captain?
Captain Coke.
It's got to be Captain.
Rum and Coke. Anything with Coke.
Captain Coke.
Whiskey Coke.
That could be the next one.
That's a different drink.
Oh, so okay. This is how we're doing it.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to be like specific.
Okay, I'll go Captain Coke.
Captain Coke.
One. Or right. Captain Diet.
Yeah. Captain Diet.
My second one, tequila soda.
Okay.
We're fighting off the calories, like we're fighting off cuffing season.
We said we said the best drinks, not the lowest calorie drinks.
Yeah, I know, but like that's if you want to like keep going at the bar, like that's
I think I've seen you drink about 10 beers on
the other night. My second is the number one most popular drink in the world. It is the beer.
Which one?
But like you have to say what
brand of beer now.
Yeah, yeah. You have to say because there's different.
Like what heavier beers? What you're going up to order like. Top five drinks, what you're going up to order.
Yeah.
Kind of mood am I in?
What did we have a zillion of on Sunday?
Bud Lights.
There you go.
No, but I'm picking Pabst Blue Ribbon. Just kidding. Going at the bar, probably Michelob.
Yeah. Mick. Yeah. That's a good choice. For my third, I'm going Bud Light.
Okay.
Bud Light's
always
see falling. I think I should be able to take the beer,
but like the thing is though is like we were there during the day, so like then you could crush beers. If you're going to the bar at night, you're crushing vodka sodas.
Okay,
what's your third?
My third pick, hopefully this is a popular one with our fan base, it is the vodka cranberry.
Yeah, vodka cran, that's yeah. That is very popular.
It's gotta be a popular drink.
Or This is late night. This is like when you're getting into it. Tequila shot.
I hate tequila.
I could
get into some tequila shots.
But like if you're shooting, like you're not going to shoot vodka. Vodka's like shooting vodka's
poo. Unless you get a lemon drop.
Lemon drop.
Those are good. I think that's vodka.
Yeah, but that's not a straight vodka shot.
Like I don't think anyone in human history shoots straight vodka at the bar.
Beth Dutton does.
Beth Dutton, yeah.
At the bar?
No, she shoots bourbon.
She gets vodka martinis, two olives.
Dry.
Don't ask me why I know that.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going tequila shot.
Okay, number four, Tavert.
What kind of bar are we at? Like, you know?
We're at the night.
I know, that's what I was thinking too, because if it's like a beach bar, no, get Coronas.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that hard. We're at the bar. Right.
Okay, we're at a blue collar bar.
No, at the bar. You're dancing. You're going to the bar.
I'm going.
They don't have your first three. What are you picking for your fourth?
Southern Comfort whiskey and ginger ale.
Sure,
whiskey ginger, not bad. All right, and my fifth is a Jack and Coke.
Okay. Diet or regular?
Whiskey Coke, DC.
DC.
Hondos.
I'm going with my last pick. Bucket of margaritas.
A full bucket.
All right, so Tavers at the beach bar.
That's my last one, margarita.
A marg? That's so hard to walk around with.
Why? It's in a cup, like every one of your drinks. Margs not blended, are, like margs on the rocks.
Oh, what flavor?
Okay, okay.
Dude, like whatever flavor I want. You know, like a pick. I could have more than one.
All right.
Well, yeah, if I had to pick one, I would probably just go classic lime.
Okay.
Nobody said JMO? No JMO for you guys?
Oh, I should have said Irish Car Bomb.
No, that's when you... JMO's when, like...
JMO's, like, not a good drink to have.
JMO's, like, when, like, you want to get a little rough and rowdy.
Like, if you're like, listening
to... I feel like that's...
If you're at, like, a heavy metal bar, and then you're getting JMO. Yeah. Or if you're at a bar where they're playing like 80s rock and like everyone's like having a good time, you can get JMO. But...
Like if 80% of the bar is a barbed wire tattoo, you're getting JMO.
Yeah, around their calf.
Yeah. There we go. That's our top five.
All right.
I don't know if we missed any good ones.
We probably did. We usually do.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Vodka sodas. Like, not to toot my own horn, but, like, fuck, it's pretty good.
I feel like a lot of people wouldn't like vodka sodas.
Yeah, I'm only ordering a vodka soda if I have, like, a stomach ache.
And I need to puke.
Like, that's just a good light drink. Like, if you go there, like, if you're full and you go to the bar after, like, you had pizza before and you're going to the bar, you're like, oh, my God, I can't drink a beer right now. I'll just get a vodka soda till my stomach settles. Then you get into the
then you get
right into the captain and diets.
See, like,
yeah, there's nothing that you I'm can trying to easier than a captain and diet.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to prevent my hangover as much as possible. That's why I'm getting vodka soda. Right.
Well,
no sugar.
You don't get hungover.
Yeah, I do.
Because you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. What do you mean?
I don't know.
But yeah. Anyways, that's our top five.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see who wins next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got that one in the bag.
It's another edition of King's Court.
Getting vodka cranberry in the sixth spot. Sixth overall.
No, you don't want to spell that on your
clothes. Yeah, I'm just thinking about
people overall. Dude, I was thinking about way. That listen to our yeah, show, I was overthinking not this.
Like, vodka soda or what else? Whatever else is Bud Light.
What about gin? A lot of people like gin.
Gin's I hate disgusting.
If a lot of people like drink needles. Gin though.
Yeah, I know.
You know that wedding I went to before we went to Tampa?
Sure.
Remember, yeah. I told you about that. I was at a wedding, and then I got
I think so
an hour of sleep, and I had to fly to Tampa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They ran out of like
oh yeah you
vodka. They ran out of vodka and tequila, so all they had left was gin. So I was shooting gin at the end of the night, and
you could have just stopped drinking.
That's not an option out of it.
So literally the only option I had was to keep drinking. Oh, you could have stopped. And then, no, that wasn't in the cards.
I got in the car with my dad and I died in the parking lot. Apparently, because my dad drove me, my sister, and my brother's girlfriend home. And apparently I had like it was a cold night and I had the window down because I was dead and I was in the front seat. And Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande came on. And it ended, and I said, play it again. I have zero recollection of this. I kept saying, play it again. My dad's like, no. I was like, if we don't play this song again, I'm not rolling the window up. And everyone in the car was freezing. I was like,
so did they play it again?
Yeah, they played it again, and I finally rolled the window up.
You're an animal.
You're an animal, Wiley. You're an animal.
I think that covers it.
Yep.
Anything else? Johnny, did you have something to say? This week?
About what?
Bjorn Salming. He passed away.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his name. I'm sorry.
Borje Salming.
Is it Borje?
Borje Salming, yeah. Yeah, Leafs legend, legendary Swedish defense. I think if I'm not mistaken though, I think I want to say he was one of the first Euros to play in the NHL.
He was.
And paved the way for a lot of guys like Matt Sundin. Thanks very much. But yeah, he passed away from ALS. It was kind of a short battle too. Because he got diagnosed in the summer and then passed away last week. So shout out Borje Salming.
Wasn't he famous for getting the skated over his face or something like that?
Yeah, you got a skate in the face and you got like 70 something stitches like right in the middle of his face.
That's wild. That's
back in the 70s. But he was nails, sick D man. Hall of Famer and Leafs legend. So yeah, quick shout out for Salming. Couple snaps.
All right. I think that does it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Cheers, fellas.
See you. Bye.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.